And here with me today is Norma Stone from Norma Stone Beauty. Hi, Norma.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Yes, a month has passed already,
imagine. I know, I can't believe it.
Yeah. And we've the questions rolling in there, so you're going to give us more of your...
Oh, that's brilliant to hear. I'm delighted to hear now. There's a few inquiries. I'd love to answer some questions today.
Brilliant. So we'll start off. So our first questionnaire here is, how do I help it strengthen up my nails? They're very weak.
Oh, I said, you know what? That's actually quite a common question. And it's a few simple steps will really help. So when you're doing your housework and your cleaning and using all your sprays, the most important thing is to wear a pair of gloves. Now, realistically, do we often do it? No. Like, often we'll use our nails themselves to do the little scratching and the scraping, and we'll, you know, our hands really go through an awful lot. And I suppose especially at the moment too, when we're sanitising them and washing them so much more, our nails get really paper thin. So it's so important just to give them a little bit of TLC as well. So wear your gloves. That's one of the most important things, just to protect your hands. So when you are doing your cleaning, make sure to put the gloves on. And I suppose, look, you just have to make a conscious effort just to keep them in line of your vision so that you don't forget to put them on. I suppose that's really important. I find with my own nails, they can get quite brittle. So what I do is I keep them cut quite short, and I'll always keep them just very gently filed so that there's no rough edges on them. You find if you have like a rough edge or two, one, you'd probably pick it, which you're not really supposed to do. And two, you know, it can get caught on something like your jumper, and then it pulls your nail and it's broken. So if you keep them nice and even and just nice and just gently filed at a file, it'll just keep them from catching on things, and it'll generally strengthen them up much more. But if they're weak, and then if you keep them long, you know, they're going to bend and they're going to get cracked, and they're going, you know, that'll really help to weak or really contribute to weakening them more. So like I said, keeping them short is a really good idea with the file. Use like a nail strengthener. We have them available in the salon. You can buy them online from our website, or they do have them in the pharmacies and stuff as well. You can use hand cream, you can use a little bit of cuticle oil, and if you really wanted to go a step further again, if it was really bothering you, you could take a multivitamin. But a multivitamin that has an ingredient called biotin in it, and biotin actually helps to strengthen your hair and your nails. So not only might you have stronger nails, you might have lovely luscious locks to go with it as well.
That's great advice. I suppose we do. I'm going to be hiding my hands now.
I'm looking at my own nails too, going, oh my God.
Yeah, but we do often neglect our hands, don't we? It's a common thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, I said we're not going anywhere. So I said there's very few of us really looking after our hands and our nails. And I think when salons eventually do get to open, I think we'll all be running down maybe to even just get our nails done. And just, you know what, even just to look down at your hands and see a bright colour or see them done nicely, it really actually lifts your spirits. Nothing like a nice red or a nice pink or nice something just to give you a boost if you're feeling a little bit lower in thing. It actually does help to look at your hands and go, do you know what, they look nice. It's when it starts to chip, when the polish starts to chip, you need to take it off and just reapply a fresh set, because I think the chip polish would nearly wear you down too, wouldn't it?
Yep. It can be worse. Now, I'm seeing lines and wrinkles around my eyes. What can I do to help?
Okay, so do you know, I suppose our eyes are usually the telltale area of where you'll start to see any bit of premature ageing. And sure, listen, we know ourselves, if you're tired, if you're stressed, you really, you know, a lot of us generally, you can see it around the eye area. Our poor eyes can tend to look a little bit tired. So I suppose something that you can really do to give yourself some help is to use a really good eye cream. And then what you could do is do some lovely gentle eye massage around your eyes, let's say morning and evening, with the eye cream. And this will really help to, if you're using the right eye cream with the right active ingredients in it, and like that now, I can make some professional recommendations using the Dermalogica eye creams. They're absolutely fantastic. Because what you want to do is start stimulating like your collagen and your elastin production around the eye area, and really help to plumpen up the eyes. Because if you can imagine, if you're starting to see the fine lines in that creep in, what you want to do is plumpen up that area so it smoothens out, and so that you don't feel like you're maybe looking in the mirror and feeling like you're seeing these fine lines and wrinkles. Also, what will help is, you know, if you're out and about, I suppose at the moment it's just so lovely out and the sun is shining, so wearing your sunglasses will really help too. Because, you know, if you're squinting constantly, then you can find that you are increasing, let's say, the lines in that you're getting around the eyes. So sunglasses will really help too. But most importantly, like I said, using a really good eye cream is really important, because that'll really help to work on the eye area, especially if it's a concern of yours. It'll really target in and really help to just stimulate all the eye area and really help to brighten it and rejuvenate it. And hopefully, you know, that'll make a big difference.
Next one. I am getting breakouts from wearing the masks. What do I do?
Do you know, I feel for people so much at the moment with, you know, having to wear a mask continuously for work, because I suppose when you are wearing a mask over your face, it's the perfect environment for like the breakout bacteria to grow, because it's lovely and warm in there, it's lovely and cozy. Your breath in that, and even if you're, depending on what kind of job you have, you know, if you're nursing or, you know, you'll find that you're running around, so there's so much heat inside there, and it's just, you know, it's hard going and it's hot. So I feel for anyone who has to wear them continuously. So what you can do is, I suppose, when you finish your shift at work, the most important thing maybe would be just to clean your skin. And clean it sooner, I suppose, rather than later. Like if you've done a 12-hour shift and you have like a face mask on, and then you go home and you don't clean your skin for a few hours, then that breakout bacteria is still sitting there, so it has a chance to really grow. So the best thing you could do is, if you have time, the minute you finish work, just give your skin a good double cleanse. Using your, I would recommend Dermalogica cleansers, and I can make the right recommendations for your skin, and that will really help just to gently clean your skin and lift away any of that breakout causing bacteria. So I suppose what I'd recommend to most people really is to actually, if it's really getting you down and it's bothering you, is to book a skin consultation with us. What we can do then is look at your skin, see exactly what kind of breakouts you're getting, maybe how bad they are, and we can kind of assess maybe your lifestyle, how often you're having to wear a face mask, and we can try and create something that will actually work to suit your life, and make it easy for you to do. And like, we can include some products there that have some active ingredients that really work on the breakouts to help bring them down and heal them up. You might hear people talk about an ingredient called salicylic acid. That's fantastic to work on breakouts. But like that, the best thing you could do is reach out to myself, and I will have it, you know, we can do the consultation and I can guide you further. But yeah, really just making sure to obviously not to pick any breakouts in that as well, because that'll increase them. Make sure to just clean your skin, drink plenty of water, and like that, now if you could even once or twice a week use a lovely face mask, that'll really help to decongest the skin as well, and using your active ingredient with your salicylic acid. But like that, now I can guide you as to which products actually have all those amazing ingredients in them, so that we can really help.
And because I think that is a bit of a problem for people, but I would also say that probably people need to be aware of how long they're wearing a mask, to change them, wash them if they're
exactly.
reusable, or they're using the disposable, you know, not to be leaving them on for too long either, you know.
Exactly. Do you know, that's a really good point too, because often, you know, we might just have our face mask thrown in our bag or thrown somewhere, and you might look at it thinking, geez, when's the last time I actually gave it a good wash, you know. So it's, that can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
We're just so busy, do you know. So it is so important. So if you are wearing the disposable ones, you know, to maybe change them regularly, and if you have your, another one, make sure that you just have a spare and that you just wash it regularly to make sure that it just kills all that bacteria.
No, and another question in here, Norma. I have sensitive skin. Are Dermalogica products suitable, because nothing has worked in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I just said there a while ago, the best thing to do is to book a skin consultation, and these are complimentary. So you can book the consultation, we can have a chat with you about your skin, try and find out what, you know, what kind of sensitivity you have and how sensitive it is and how reactive it is. But yeah, there are amazing Dermalogica products there. There's an ultra calming range specifically for people with sensitive skin, and like that, now we can pick and choose the right products to really help. But anyone that suffers with sensitivity, it's hard one to get a handle of, you know. I mean, I suppose my best advice would be, you know, the less you do on your skin, the better. So, you know, you spend less time in it, less heat on it, less friction. You know, if you were very, very sensitive, you wouldn't have a roasting hot shower, because that's going to bring all the red up to the surface of your skin. If you had very, very sensitive skin, you're not going to scrub it and use really strong exfoliants on it, because that's going to drive your skin mad and make it redder and more inflamed. And so when I say spend less time on it, what I mean is you're just literally using a few basic products and using them well, and that will just allow your skin just to breathe and recover, and you build your skin back up. And then you find that the sensitivity starts to actually reduce hugely, and the redness can start to reduce as well, because I think redness is, you know, you can be very conscious of it if you feel like your skin flares up, or you get red cheeks, or you get redness across your nose and your cheeks, and it, you know, people get very self-conscious of that, you know. So if you get that flushness and that real redness, you know, there are products there that can really help to reduce all that capillary action and just bring your skin right down so that you feel a bit more confident in yourself, which is what it's all about.
Yes, and the sensitive skin is a problem for a lot of people as well, isn't it?
Oh, big time. And I think our skin can be so reactive too, you know. I think it even depends on how stressed we are. If you're very stressed, your skin is going to be, you know, your skin feels that it can get a little bit more sensitive, it can get a bit more red. You know, certain foods can trigger sensitivity in your skin. You know, certain products even, like certain, even for example, you know, if your skin was very sensitive, certain fabric softeners and that can really, you know, when you sleep with them on the pillow and that, they can really aggravate your skin. So there's so many different things can trigger sensitivity. So it's just so important to have a chat with someone like myself who can kind of try and really have a chat with you, break it down and figure out what's causing the sensitivity and get to the root of it. And then we can kind of treat it and go from there, to, you know.
Next one now that was sent in is where someone would like to wear some false tan now that the weather is getting better, and it is getting better. How would they go about applying this themselves?
Oh, listen, I'd love to wear a bit of tan myself. When you just say that now, I'm thinking I'd love a bit of tan just to give you a little bit of a glow and a bit of boost. As I suppose, look, we're pulling our legs out now again, aren't we, after hiding them away for the winter time. I don't know how warm it is just yet though. I'm not sure I'll be getting my legs out too soon, but it would be nice to wear a little bit of tan on the upper body in that too. So what you can do to really help, I suppose, it just, you know what, just come back to basics. You're going to give your skin a really good exfoliation. So lift all that dead dry skin. So you can use a body scrub if you have one, or what I find great are have you ever used those one? You know, those exfoliating gloves, you just pop it over your hand and you can just scrub away. They're very good.
They're very good.
And you can use that in the shower with your body wash and give yourself a really good exfoliation. So this is just literally going to buff away all that dead skin on the surface so that you've got lovely, fresh, new skin for the tan to go on. And then you could give your skin really nice moisturiser, so put some lovely moisturiser on. This is just going to hydrate it and just give a lovely kind of slip and glide before you put your tan on, so that it doesn't kind of stick to your drier areas, because you know yourself, things like your elbows and your knees and even under your arms where you'd wear spray deodorant, all those areas can be quite dry. So put on your little bit of moisturiser, let that all kind of sink and soak in. And then what you could do is, if you had like a tanning glove, I find they're great, and apply a small bit of tan and then just gently apply it all over. And generally I find that it's nearly easier to use a tan that you can see it glide on rather than one that you can't. Some tans you can't see where you're physically putting them. Some tans actually have a guide colour in it, so you can see where you're going and where you're applying it, and that makes it a little bit easier to do. I think, you know, it's great to come in and get a spray tan done, and hopefully, you know, during the summer that would be a good option for you. But in the meantime, I suppose you can just rope somebody else into putting the tan on your back. But yeah, using a glove is great. And what I actually love too are gradual tanners. Now, they're like a body cream that have like a hint of a tint of tan, and they're so easy to apply. I mean, you're not going to go too far wrong with that, because when it develops up, it just has a very, very light colour. So if you even have gone a tiny bit wrong with it, it's not going to be such a big deal, because you'll see it, but it's not going to be very obvious. And then the next time you go on with another layer of body moisturiser with the tan in it, you can just go over that and it'll all even out. So the one I love actually is the Saint Tropez Everyday. That's a really good one, and it's nice and light. You put it on like body cream, and then when you wake up in the morning, you just have a very lovely glow. It's not really like even a dark tan. If you wanted something darker, you could apply it daily and build it up, but it's just lovely and light. And you know what, because I suppose at this time of year we don't want to be too dark either, you know. You don't want too much of a colour just yet, so it may be a little glow would just be nice, just to take the real white skin off us for the minute.
I suppose there's more damage done the darker you go. If you go too dark,
it's very hard to come back from it. Yeah, exactly.
So start gently.
Yeah, build yourself up. Exactly.
Now, finally, when are the salons opened again?
Oh, that's $1 million question, and I don't know the answer to it. But look, there is rumours that we might be able to open up sometime in May. I don't know for sure. And I know everyone is dying to get back to their favourite hairdresser, their favourite beautician, and even just the barbers and that. You know, people are mad for personal services to open back up because they feel people really actually need it. It's a form of therapy, really. Not only is it just going in to get your nails done, but, you know, it's the chat. It's the interaction, it's the seeing people, and I think people really miss that interaction, you know. So I think the sooner the personal services open up, the better, because at the end of the day, it is a very safe environment. You know, we do take lots of precautions. We do loads of cleaning. We do loads of, people, we check everyone's temperature on the way in the door. We fill out forms and everything with them to make sure that everyone is well. And, you know, we really take all the precautions. So I feel like, you know, salons are a safe space for people to come into. And, you know, it'll be great to be able to welcome people back in the door whenever that will be. But yeah. hopefully sometime in May. And fingers crossed. Yeah.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
I need it.
I need it myself. I'd love to go into my own salon and have a lovely treatment or get my nails done or do something, you know. And like, I understand, like, I can do my own nails, but it's not the same. It's not the same as having, you know, going into somebody and sitting down and having the chat and getting your nails done. And then when you leave, you feel $1 million, you know. There's nothing like that. You can't beat that feeling.
No, you can't. You can't. And we all need it. We definitely do.
We all need it.
Well, Norma, thank you so much for that. And of course, you can check out Norma on her website, which she's going to give you now.
So my website is normastonebeauty.ie, and on the website then there are a full list of dermatological products and that, you know. And if anyone would like any help or any advice, please just send me a message on social media, or you can contact the gang here in CRY, and yep, they will pass my info on to you.
Absolutely. Well, until next month, hopefully, who knows where we'll be next month when we talk again, because things change so rapidly. You could be back in business by the time we talk.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
You will. Thank you, Norma. And we'll talk again next month.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a million. Bye.